The scripture for today is the 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, this is the 37th session of the 1 John lecture series. 1 John 4, 1-6 talks about discerning the spirits. It tells us that there are the spirit of truth that is of God and the spirit of darkness that is not of God. And also tells us the believers to be spiritually awake so that they won't be deceived. There are spirits that are of God and they are not of God. And Korean Christian community, they don't know about this at all. You know, which spirits belong to God, which spirits do not belong to God, who are deceivers, who are standing against God. And they don't have discernment about these things. And even though they themselves are belonging to darkness, they are saying the churches that belong to light are heresies. That's the current situation of Korean church councils. And there's so much darkness, and they don't even know what light and darkness is. And only if there are works of God, they say it's mysticism and it's heresy. That's what Korean Christians are doing. So nobody can really grow up in spirit. You know, if there is anybody who is performing the part of God, you know, it's even ever since 70s and 80s, even in 90s and even today. But because our church is so greatly filled with the power of God, we cannot be put to death by any man or by any government or any media or broadcaster, because we are held tight by the providence of God to fulfill the will of God at the end time. So nobody can try to destroy us. And through all those trials, we are only to grow up more. So that's why you should have a clear understanding of the Word of God. So first, 1 John 4:1 says, Beloved, do not believe every spirit. So this verse is not addressing the new believers or novices in the faith. It says, Beloved. Beloved means it is addressing those who are at least standing on the rock of faith, or those who are in the third level of faith. Those who are in the first level or second level or in the beginning stage of third level of faith, they don't have the discernment. If people say something, they tend to listen. And if somebody says, that pastor is heretical, then is it true? But the man of spirit, they do have the discernment with the word of God, so they can have the discernment of the spirit. So you know, they don't just listen, even if somebody says somebody is heretical or somebody is wrong. You know, they don't pass any judgment or condemnation at their will. And you church members here, you have a grown-up faith and you do not pass judgment on anybody. You must never do that. So beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets... Test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Many false prophets. Among the spirits, there are spirits that are of God and of the light, and those that are opposite of God and of the darkness. The enemy devil and Satan, demons, dragons, and their messengers are the spirits that are of the darkness. Let me repeat, the enemy devil and Satan. So when you pray, you say, the enemy devil and Satan, be gone, go away. The enemy devil and Satan, demons, dragons, and their messengers. We find in the Bible the ruler of the kingdom of the air and their angels, their messengers. And dragons, there are four dragons. That's why it's in plural. Dragons and their messengers are the spirits that are of the darkness. The spirits that are of the light. Are you a spirit of the light or of the darkness? Are you a spirit of the truth and light? The spirits that are of the light and the truth are the heavenly army and angels of God and cherubim. So, once again, the spirits that are of the light and the truth are the heavenly army and angels of God and cherubim. So, in our church, there are so many people whose spiritual eyes are open, so they see the spiritual things. And thankfully, God doesn't allow for them to see dark spirits of darkness, demons and these evil spirits, but only spirits that are of the light. Because our church is so clean. Because God loves our church so much, and there must not be any darkness. And if you see those things, you'll feel it's creepy. And of course, those whose spiritual eyes are widely open, they can see. They can see demons if they want to, but they don't want to see. They don't have to see those spirits of darkness, and God wouldn't force them to see. God is the only one who is the true spirit and who created the heavens and earth and all things in them and human beings. He is the one who controls the history and judges mankind. God is the only one who can answer our prayers to give us blessings and eternal life. Those men who are of the darkness cannot give life to others, and they cannot gain life for themselves either. So eventually, they will go the way of death. When the period of human cultivation is over, they will be judged and receive the eternal punishment. However, during the course of human cultivation, the spirits of darkness have the authority to drag the people of flesh to death. They can do their own spiritual works, and through them, they deceive and cheat the man of flesh. They cheat the people in a way that people will believe there are other gods that can give life and blessings and are worthy of being worshipped. Recently, there was a person, a head of a sect, cult, who deceived people in that way, and he passed away. He had so many sons, and these so many sons, I don't know in so much detail, but they are fighting against each other to become the heir of their father, and it is a mess. And they say, who is that person? And why would the sons do that? I mean, I don't want to mention the actual names, but I'm sure you know him. You know, the whole world knows him. You know, he is such a rich man. And he has so much wealth. And maybe some billions, some trillions of won, which is more than billions of dollars. I'm not sure. And, you know, everything is about money for them. You know, his children, you know, they are fighting against each other because of money. You know, there's a, you know, religion, there can't be any head, you know, the owner. You know, the head of the church is God and the Lord. How can a man become the owner of a church? You know, men are just creatures, and how can they become the owner or the owner of the religion or the church? You know, the only owner is God and Jesus Christ, our Savior. He is the head. And how can a man become the owner or head or the in Europe, you know, this Holy Father? I think it's I believe, I'm sure they are listening to my sermons, but you know, our Lord is the King of Kings, and a creature is called higher. You know, he has a title that is higher than the Lord. He is the Holy Father. Does it make sense? Of course it doesn't. Our Lord is the King of Kings. And this man is called Holy Father, you know, Pope. And of course, soon, in the future, I will reveal their identity. In the sermon prep team, and they should be studying enough. They should do their homework on that matter, because we are going to have a time to launch an attack against the Antichrist. Today's passage says that we must not believe every spirit, but test it to see if it is of God. But this is not only about the cases where darkness has been clearly revealed, as in the case of idolaters or unbelievers. Idolaters, you know, we don't have to discern. Of course, they belong to the darkness. And unbelievers, obviously, they belong to the darkness. And it doesn't mean we must test these people. They obviously do not belong to God. So, we don't even have to test them. Suppose there are some people who are not believers, who are not even coming to church. And if you're one of your family members are not believers, do you test them whether they belong to God or not? There's no need to test them. Obviously, they belong to darkness. When today's passage says not to believe every spirit, it means we should discern the people who say they are of God, but who are actually receiving the works from the spirits of darkness. You and I have received the spirit that is of God. Men are created with a spirit, a soul, and a body. God made the body of Adam from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life to make him a living being, namely a living spirit. But since Adam committed a sin by eating the forbidden fruit, his spirit and the spirits of his descendants are said to be dead. But as we believe in the Lord Jesus and receive the Holy Spirit, the dead spirit is revived. So I explained the process of how the dead spirit is revived in the sermon series, The Seed of Life. Now, we have received the spirit that is of God, for we believe in the Lord. But sometimes, among people who say they believe in God and have received the Holy Spirit, there are people who are controlled by the spirits of darkness and not those of God. So you should be able to discern between these two cases. And you should also discern about yourself too, whether you belong to the darkness or not. Your name is written in the book of life when you receive the Holy Spirit. And if you have received the Holy Spirit, and as Pastor Dong Cho Shin explained for many weeks, you should have the evidences of having received the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. But if you say you received the Holy Spirit, but you still commit sins, you keep on committing sins, you commit adultery, and you, if you say you have received the Holy Spirit, you cannot dare do that. And as in the book 1 John, you can never commit sins if you are of God. But you say you have received the Holy Spirit, but you don't have the evidences of having received the Holy Spirit. You still commit adultery. You still commit other works of the flesh leading to death. And it means you don't have any evidence of having received the Holy Spirit. Our Lord loved us so much, and the Almighty God who is blameless and spotless. And if you are children of that spotless God, holy God, how can you commit sins while God is watching you? And Jesus Christ died for us, shedding all His blood on the cross. Because of our sins, He was pierced in His side and He was nailed through His hands and feet. And knowing this, He did that to redeem us from sins. And how can you commit the sins leading to death? And if you have received the Holy Spirit, you can never do that. And some people might say, some people, when they accept the Lord, they repent thoroughly of all their past sins. So that is the experience of receiving the Holy Spirit. So their diseases are healed. And they're so full of Spirit and they love praying to God, praising and worshiping. That is the first love with God. But from a certain point in time, they go back to the world and commit sins. And even if you have received the Holy Spirit once, it means you have distinguished the Holy Spirit, because you befriend the world, befriend the darkness all the time. You must not commit sins leading to death, but you willfully commit those sins. And eventually the Holy Spirit in you is extinguished. So you no more have the evidences of having the Holy Spirit. So you don't have any faith, and you know the word of truth in your knowledge. Only that. So you know that you shouldn't be doing that, but you still commit sins. You know that it is a sin leading to death, but you still commit it. So you should have discernment about these people. Or if you are these people yourselves, and you always are sleepy, drowsing in worship service, and it is so hard to pray. So among those people who say they've received the Holy Spirit, there are people who still receive the works of Satan and spirits of darkness. There are two kinds of being controlled by the spirit of darkness. One is that your heart is controlled by this, your heart itself is controlled by this spirit of darkness. The other is your thought is controlled by the spirit of darkness. In most cases, your thoughts are controlled by the spirit of darkness. It means you still have the possibility, unless you repent thoroughly and break down the wall of sin between God and you and between you and me. Do not hide anything. Completely destroy all those walls of sin and repent thoroughly. Then the enemy, devil, and Satan will go away. Then you will be whole. You'll be okay. And also, if you violate the vow, if you break the vow that you made before God, I will live like this. I will not marry for you. I will just live for you. And if you break your vow, then God will turn His face away and Satan will begin to work on your life. In these cases, also there are some other cases too, but I gave a series of many sermons about the discerning of the spirits. They're all found in that series. In order for us to avoid being deceived by such people, we need to be able to discern the spirits. Look at the Christian councils of churches in Korea. How ridiculous the situation is. Our church is manifesting the power of God, so many signs and wonders, and they say it is mysticism, ultra-mysticism. So we have to drive this church out of the church councils. And some heretic cult, they penetrate into every single church and they take the members away to their own sect. But we don't do that. I mean, we just live by the word of God. We live in the light. We try to take after the example of the Lord. We have the hope of heaven. We live a holy life. And it's so hard to find such a church on this whole earth. And that is why we are loved by God so much. And that's why we have so many signs and wonders of God all the time. Because all these things are of God. And that is why God is showing us all these things. When I will manifest the works of recreation, and there will be exploding works of God. As I explained many times in the lectures on 1 John, when the Apostle John was writing this book, there were many heresies in the early church. There were people who were in the church who denied God the Trinity and insidiously changed the gospel. Even recently, there was a church that did something like this. And they tried to penetrate even to our church, but I think all of them left because they couldn't. Because nobody will listen to. Somebody heard this, and he delivered to me. And some they were saying that the Mamin church, it doesn't work in Mamin church. John the Apostle is warning the believers again and again not to be deceived by such people. But the spirits of darkness try to tempt the believers to fall into sins by all means possible, and not just with heretical ideas. You know, those who are trying to deceive you to commit sins, you should know that these people already belong to darkness. If those people tempt you to commit adultery, then they are of the darkness. If they are of the light, they will never do that. They say Korea, it is we have the number one rate of rape and adult videos and committing suicide, and so many bad things, and divorce rate, and so many bad things. South Korea holds the number one position in so many bad things. And I want to, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, all these statistics are, you know, all the time in the news. You know, we hold number one position for so many bad things. And our young people are being raised in this kind of country, which is so filled with sins. So you should really, really be awake, be on the alert, not to be stained by the sins, not to be deceived, not to be tempted. And there are so many churches, but you know, they always fight against each other. You know, they condemn each other as heresy, and you know, they have so many problems with money. Where can we find really good servants of God? And they hate good servants of God. You know, they have to love servants who belong to the light. But they try to destroy these servants. Then, where will they belong? Where would they belong? They belong to the darkness. That's why they hate the light, especially this church, where so many signs and wonders of God are happening, because they are of darkness. They hate the light. They try to cause troubles in the church. And they sometimes there are people who are after money. For example, some people receive gifts of prophecy or visions, being full of God's grace. But as time goes, they change their attitude with their flesh and selfish desires and begin to receive the works of Satan. Some of them form a group that follows them and cause dissensions in the church. You might not be aware, but you might wonder, how can a man who received the gift of prophecy and vision change? Yes, they can. They are likely to change because gifts of prophecy or gifts of vision are not given, that are not necessarily given only to those who are sanctified. You know, sometimes they say, you know, those who are not sanctified at all, they receive these gifts of prophecy or visions. They seem to be faithful, but soon they change their mind. Even if they are given the gift from God, unless they control themselves with the truth, they might change their attitude because they are not sanctified. They're so far away from sanctification, holiness. There are gifts that are given only to people who are sanctified. And these gifts, those who have received these gifts, they will never change. But they are not even sanctified. They haven't cast away their evil. They have selfish desires. They have judgment and condemnation, and they pray so hard and bring down these gifts from God. And actually, it is not really... So later they cause problems in the church. So if people say they received a prophecy, in the 80s, in our church, there was a senior deaconess who said she received a prophecy. That person caused a great problem in the 98 and 99. Also, there was a woman from Canada. And she said she received the prophecy, and she was actually receiving the works of Satan, and she was deceiving people. So I looked at those people who are deceived. Why would they be deceived very well? Because they didn't circumcise their heart. They were so far away from sanctification. They were full of falsehood, lies, and untruth. And these people were deceived very quickly. You know, those people who had clean hearts, pure hearts, they couldn't be deceived. So when those people said something, you know, they were deceived so easily. So if I was aware of such people, you know, I would destroy such camps of Satan immediately, but they were not revealing themselves. So many people were already deceived without my knowledge. So, you know, Pastor Myungho Jung in Kenya, he was also once deceived by the prophetess from Kenya, Canada. And he consulted with me immediately, and so I told him that it was wrong, and he repented immediately. And I was wondering why he was deceived first, initially. Because God let him experience that once. Because in Africa, there are so many prophets and so-called prophets and prophetesses. So that by experiencing something like that, he wouldn't be deceived by any of those people in Africa. So he eventually repented. And I gave him the discernment. And I told him, just watch how she will act. And she said that she was fasting for 40 days in Canada, but you know, she was preaching the gospel even during the 40-day fasting, and later she received she was ordained as a pastor, and she wrote a letter to our church. You know, she is writing to so many people. You know, it is the prophecy of God. But later, nothing was fulfilled. And she said somebody would be elected as the president of the United States, and it was wrong. It was a long time ago, but I still remember clearly. So, of course, right now, I believe none of the pastors, none of our pastors or leaders will be deceived by such people. It was in the 90s and 80s. Because at that time, they were not really armed with the truth, and they didn't have some very good discernment of the spirits. I believe now there is nobody who will be deceived that way. And no such people can come and deceive our people, our church members. So they form a group that follows them and cause dissensions in the church. And other than that, because they have selfish motives, selfish desires. So Satan works through these desires and cause problems, troubles in the church. Or some people come to church to seek financial gain through the church members. They approach those believers who seem to be rich and have fellowship with them and stealthily say that they know of a good business opportunity. And they suggest collaboration or say they will give them a significant amount of interest if they invest in that business. Here, many times they deceive others with sweet words to claim that their temptation is the work of God. They say things like, such an opportunity is not easy to get. I believe God is opening a way for your blessings through me because you have been faithful to God until now. I say, I want to offer this opportunity to you rather than other people because you are a believer. They say something that can actually tempt the others. Those who are deceiving others are cheating others with personal ulterior motives. But those who are tempted are also deceived because they too have selfish desires. You know, they are tempted by nonsense. Oh, they will give you, I'll give you a great amount of, a significant amount of interest. And if you collaborate with me, this business will prevail and you'll succeed. And I've always been telling you, warning you about these people. They always sell the name of the senior pastor. They say, you know, I love senior pastor so much. Senior pastor loves me too. He recognizes my work. And Sina Pastor knows about this too. Whereas I'm not aware of such a thing at all. Somebody in the 90s, one who was tempting, he would say, you know, he would tempt, deceive so many people, young adults, you know, saying that this is the work that senior pastor knows about, and he would deceive. And so he would take so much money and create many businesses, 4 or 5 companies. By getting money from the church members. And later, I came to know about it. And because there are many letters coming to the church, because they were leaders of the church too, from the parents of those leaders, of young adults. And they say, I'm a calm man or something. You know, the children, they... because this man was mentioning my name, and if these young people, they are not working even without getting paid. And they invest so much money in that business, in that company. And they should be sending some money to help with their parents, and that they don't send the money anymore. And later they come to know, the parents come to know about the situation, and they think I'm the one who is controlling them. And they condemn me in those letters. So that's how I became aware of that. So I called all those leaders, and I checked with them. And they said, if the business goes well, I'm not mentioning any of the names or names of the companies, but they established, like, they made 4 or 5 companies. I think it's 4 or 5 companies. The leaders, most of them, they know. And if you're not aware, it means I hid so many things, because I want to protect them, and I want them to come back, even if they left the church, and receive salvation. But anyway, so I made these leaders repent. Why would you listen to somebody else and not your senior pastor? The thing is, those who were not supposed to be deceived, they were deceived. And even though they were the leaders of the church, they were so far away from spirit sanctification. That's why they were deceived. And they were deceived by these false spirits. So later that money problem became bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's why this 98 and 99 incident took place eventually. And even then they used my name. You know, they were saying that they were doing this to help the senior pastor. And if there's anybody who says this, do not believe any of them. You know, those who are really helping me, they don't announce it. They just pray to God and receive the answer and just help me. You know, they don't say it out loud. Oh, I'm doing this to help the senior pastor. They don't know. I receive all the blessings from God the Almighty, the Lord God Almighty, and I'm not doing the ministry. This ministry is receiving help from an individual. Of course, there will be some people, some individuals will help me. Of course, there are some individuals who really actually help me. And these people are receiving great blessings from God, will receive great blessings from God. But, you know, those who say they want to help me, you know, it is a lie. If they are true, they don't announce it. You know, they will just do it. And after actually helping me, they will maybe talk about it. So, because you have your own selfish motives, you're deceived by such people. Those who long for holiness and pray can discern with the truth when others who are of darkness try to deceive them. By the way, the first part of today's passage says, beloved. The Bible says beloved or dear when it refers to those believers who are faithful and actually live in the truth. Namely, the advice to discern the spirits is mainly for those workers in the church who have faith rather than novices in faith or those with weak faith. Those who have faith must be on the alert all the time in the works of the Holy Spirit through continuous prayers. Furthermore, they have to discern whether or not those who are of darkness are coming into the church. Those who are of darkness, they come to the church, they pretend to be faithful in their faith, and they begin to deceive people. And can you do that? If I pay you to do that, will you be able to go to another church and deceive people like that? You know, you wouldn't be able to do that, even if I pay you. Namely, they have to examine them with the truth. Also, they have to teach the weak believers with the truth so that they will never be deceived. Brothers and sisters, the second part of 1 John 4:1 says, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Actually, the role of a prophet is to receive the will of God and deliver it to the people. He must deliver the exact will of God as it is, without adding or subtracting anything. So they must not change the word of God with their own thoughts. They must not add to it, add anything to it or subtract anything from it. They have to deliver it as it is. Because, you know, one different word will mean something completely different. A true prophet would deliver the will of God as it is, even if it means he will be persecuted or even be killed. Then, what is a false prophet? It is those who deceive people by delivering to them what is not God's will, saying it is God's will. It is to give a false prophecy in the name of God to seek their own benefits by telling others what they want to hear. For example, in 1 Kings chapter 22, King Ahab of northern Israel gathered many prophets before he went to a war. He wanted to hear the will of God about the forthcoming war. Here, 400 prophets prophesied that he would win. But only one prophet, Micaiah, prophesied the defeat of Israel. He said Israel would be defeated. In the eyes of Micaiah, the other 400 prophets were receiving the work of a deceiving spirit. So they were all telling a lie because they were receiving the work of a deceiving spirit. The deceiving spirit, you should be aware and careful about deceiving spirit in the church. In my memory, I have a list of those people who receive the work of deceiving spirit, who pass judgment and condemnation. Not all of them, but I have a list of people. So I always pray for them. And in Daniel prayer meeting, when I see them, I lay my hand on the TV screen, and in my prayer house, I lay my hand on the TV screen and I pray for them. And after the prayer, the screen is, the TV is changed. Also, those who have skin diseases, I can see them. So I always pray for them with my hands on them, on the TV screen. Also, the people with the serious diseases, illnesses. So I can't close my eyes when I watch the prayer in the Daniel prayer meeting. It's not because I want to see how you pray. I want to see you so that I remember you one by one. I pray for you. So when I see those people, I pray for you. So that's why I have to open my eyes when I pray in Daniel prayer meeting. So when I hear that they are healed, I become thankful. I'm thankful to God. Even after hearing all the explanations of Micaiah, King Ahab was angry at hearing that he was going to be defeated, and he put Micaiah in jail. But the truth cannot be exchanged with falsehood just because Micaiah was put in jail. Eventually, the army of Israel was defeated, and King Ahab was killed, thereby fulfilling Micaiah's prophecy. A true prophet told him the truth, but since King Ahab had stood against God and had accumulated so much evil, that he himself abandoned his chance to live. Not just in this event, but throughout the history of Israel, there were many false prophets, and they gave false prophecies from time to time. When the Israel transgressed the law and worshipped idols, God sent true prophets to warn them of judgment and called for repentance. But the false prophets proclaimed peace and blessings to the kings and people, which was against the will of God. And I've never proclaimed any blessing. I always taught the word of God. I prayed for the blessings according to the word of God I preached. Because I can't just lie. I have to tell them the truth. Even though God was not protecting them and there were many disasters, they said it was not a big deal and there was going to be a peace. It was the result of false prophecy, which was the opposite of God's will. And because Israel listened to such false prophets, they eventually were judged, punished, and destroyed. Brothers and sisters, then why couldn't the kings and people of Israel discern the false prophets? It is because they did not have any willingness in their mind to turn from sins and repent. To be able to discern whether a word is true or not, one has to check it against the law of God. But those who want to follow their own desires and lust will be blinded spiritually. They feel it is good to hear the false prophets who say what they want to hear, and they don't like hearing the prophecies of the true prophets who proclaim the truth. Rather than trying to discern the prophecy within the Word of God, they just want to hear the words that fulfill their desires. This is the reason why they are deceived. There were such false prophets even at the time of Jesus. They were the high priests and scribes who stood against Jesus. They did not use the title of prophet, but they did receive the works from the spirits of darkness and spread the teachings that were against the will of God. They were the ones who studied the Word of God and taught the people. But they were not interested in the heart and will of God, but only in maintaining their interests. They knew the Word of God so much. You know, theologians, they studied so much. And those people, more likely, you should be more careful because they studied so much. It doesn't mean they can interpret the Bible by studying so much. They cannot know the will, spiritual realm. But rather, they will be farther and farther away from the spiritual realm because they studied so much and they will have so much more knowledge of the world. And with the knowledge of the world, we cannot believe the spiritual realm. You cannot know the spiritual realm with the knowledge. Only by the prayer and the inspiration and fullness of the Holy Spirit can you know the spiritual realm, not with accumulated knowledge. Even when Jesus performed so many signs and wonders, they just thought about their own standpoints rather than seeking the will of God. So 2,000 years ago, at the time of Jesus, the high priests and scribes, there were so many of them, Pharisees and elders, and they knew, they would even chant the Old Testament. But when did they recognize their own Savior? No. They were praying so much. You know, they were supposed to be living a good life. And those prophets who lived a good life with prayers, they recognized even baby Jesus, that they knew he was the Savior for the whole all mankind. You know, learning the Hebrew original language of the Bible, this doesn't give you the spiritual understanding of the Bible. You have to pray without having any evil in your heart. You have to receive the fullness and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, so that you can hear the voice of God and of the Holy Spirit and of the Lord, so can you have the discernment of the spirits. So that's why unless you come into spirit, even though you know so much word of God, you cannot have the discernment of spirits. That's why you have to be careful. Oh, he's an elder. You know, he's in a high position in the church. Oh, he says this. Even though he is an elder, if he is not in the spirit, he doesn't have the discernment. Even when Jesus revived Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days and had a foul smell, their attitude was the same. John chapter 11, verses 47 to 48 says, "Therefore the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the council and were saying, 'What are we doing? For this man is performing many signs. If we let him go on like this, all men will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation.' Why don't you just try to use a little common sense to think about this? When they heard of the amazing things, we know that they should have tried to understand the will of God embedded in them. Also, they should have thought about who Jesus really was, he who was able to perform with the power of God. But they were not interested in the will of God, but only in the comfortable life they had. They worried about only about losing their positions and authority. Eventually, they incited the people to kill Jesus, and they handed over the sinless Jesus for a crucifixion. The foolish people of that time followed the instigation of the false leaders and later had to suffer a great disaster. As you see and know, the high priests and Pharisees, they memorized the whole Old Testament. And even those people, they couldn't recognize Jesus, who he was. And Jesus revived the person who had been dead for 4 days and had the foul smell. And he revived such a man. And those who are good-hearted, they will kneel before Jesus right away. Even though they are chief priests and priests, what matters? And they will just kneel before Jesus right away. They will repent right away. I'm sorry that I condemned you. You are a true man of God because just think about it, reviving a dead man who had been dead for 4 days. And who is this man? Who can do something like this? It must be God, or at least a man of God, messenger of God sent by God. That's why he could revive a completely dead man. And on this earth in human history, there's been nobody who could do that. The Pharisees, scribes, priests, nobody did such a thing, but this man, Jesus, was doing it. And so they sent their servants, their men, to check whether it was true, whether really that man was revived. And when they received such a report that it was actually true, they must have knelt before Jesus right away and repented. But rather they made a scheme to kill Jesus. And it's the same with the church councils of Korea. They see these so many signs and wonders, dragonflies, aura-like lights, rainbows. And who doesn't know about this? Everybody knows about it, all over the world. So when they come to know this, that is true, they must come and kneel before this church and repent, judging and condemnation. They passed on us. But they rather try to destroy us. So, as for you too, you should have the discernment of the spirits, and knowing the Bible a lot doesn't mean you have discernment. So you have to have this spiritual knowledge. If we think with a little common sense about this, when they heard of the amazing things, they should have tried to understand the will of God embedded in those works, and they must have thought about who is this man from, and who is this man that he can perform such a great power of God even to revive a dead man who had been dead for 4 days? Who is this man? They must have thought about it and they have the answer right away. That's why the Lord always said, you don't believe me. You see me, but you don't believe me. Even though you don't believe me, see the works that I do and believe me. Because these signs and wonders are taking place only because God is with me. If you cannot believe me, just believe in the signs and wonders themselves so that you can maybe understand who I am. But the evil people, they wouldn't listen to him. Also, they should have thought about who Jesus really was, he who was able to perform with the power of God. But they were not interested in the will of God, but only in the comfortable life they had. They worried only about losing their positions and authority. Eventually, they incited the people to kill Jesus, and they handed over the sinless Jesus for a crucifixion. The foolish people of that time followed the instigation of the false leaders and later had to suffer a great disaster. If you look at their history afterwards, as they said, let his blood be on us and on our children, not just themselves, but also their children had to suffer so much being persecuted and even massacred. So the Jews, if you look at the Jewish history, during the World War II especially, just like our Lord was crucified being naked, they were also naked and they were massacred in a very cruel way. And that's what their ancestors said. Let his blood be on us and on our children. as they said, the curse came upon them. Brothers and sisters, the spirit of darkness that controlled the false prophets tempt the believers of today as well. After the Lord resurrected and ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit came to the children of God. They can have the assurance of salvation and they can believe and understand the will of God through the work of the Spirit of God, namely the Holy Spirit. There are many kinds of gifts too. But in today's passage, it says that we should not believe the words of people who say they have received something from a Spirit of God, but we should test whether that Spirit is of God. To test does not mean we have to make a trap or a scheme to test it. It means we have to check whether or not their words and actions are in accordance with the Word of God, whether they are living a good life and not an evil life. You can see that. In 1 John, we find the criteria to discern the spirits. It is, do they live a holy life as brides of the Lord and keep the commandments of God? Do they dwell in the light, love God, and love the brothers in faith? We can discern whether a person has received a spirit that is of God or not when we check his words and actions according to the above criteria. In 98 and 99 too, those people, you know, we can clearly see that they were deceived by evil spirits. You know, they were trying to destroy such a beloved church of God, and they were creating so many false rumors, and they fabricated so many things, and look at their behaviors, look at their deeds, what kind of deeds they were doing, deeds of darkness. And they were saying, they were condemning this good people, good church as evil and heretical church and people. And they were doing something that is unimaginable according to the truth of God. And today, they were diseased, they had serious diseases, they were destroyed, they were divorced, their families were broken. But the most important criterion among all the others is whether or not the person acknowledges Jesus Christ who came to this earth about 2,000 years ago. This is the first, as the only Savior. But also, there are some people who acknowledge Jesus but still commit sins. So it's not the only criteria. But today, the foremost of all works of the Spirit of God, namely the Holy Spirit, is to let us believe in the Lord and receive salvation. On the other hand, the main focus of the spirit that is of darkness is to deceive the people and lead them to deny the Christ by corrupting the way of salvation. That is why the Bible says it is the spirit of the Antichrist. They have a lot of ulterior motives and desire for money. And especially their desire for the money of God. They want to take the offerings given in the church, and if they touch this money and use it for their personal use, it is not acceptable. And those who really believe God, they are afraid of God. They should be afraid of God to do that. And they can't dare do that. If you just, the treasurers, be careful. If you are in charge of the finance of your group, small groups, even those money, even that money is God's money. And some people, they spend it for their personal use and they forget about it and they don't pay it back. Or even if you pay it back, it is still God's money and you touched it at your own discretion and it is a sin. And if you don't repent of these things, you begin to receive the work of Satan. So that's why the Bible says it is the spirit of the Antichrist. And in the next session, we'll learn about the spirit of Antichrist in more detail. I hope you will always be on the alert to be able to discern between the light and darkness and not listen to any words of temptation. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will reach the heavenly city by following the guidance of the Holy Spirit only. I pray for the sick. Father God, thank you. Lay your hands on all of them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and make them whole. Pastor Paul Lee of Germany, the biggest Polish church in Germany, pastored by Joseph Karavici, in that church on September 30th, he will speak, lead a seminar on the measure of faith. Father, be with him. Eugene Ho of United States, herniated disc and leg pain, be healed. Hwan Sung-hee, high blood pressure, diabetes, and arthritis, be healed. Yang Xiu-Chin, after effects of gastric cancer, be healed. Yang Guang-Jud, diabetes, go away. Li Jung-Hwa, blood clot, and problems in the veins be healed. Li Xiejong diabetes be healed. Sun Dofeng herniated disc and hyper thyroidism be healed. Yang Yongfei asthma be healed. Yang Wenmei, Zhou Yangyang, give them blessing of conception. Father, if there are other people, if there are people who are going back to their hometowns, be with them. Let them have a safe journey. Lord, thank you. Protect them throughout the week. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.